That is indeed an excellent version. It is 7:21, and it's Total Information AM Sunday, so that means we're talking with Hancock and Kelly. Let's start with, obviously, the big story this week is the ICE shooting in Minnesota, where things seem to happen. But let's start with that, just open-ended. I mean, what was your reaction, Michael?
Well, obviously, it was a unbelievably terrible situation that went down. But to me, Scott, it just all seems so unnecessary to be flooding our major cities with thousands of police officers, militarized police officers, when the leadership of cities are saying, hey, this is not helpful and not supportive of our efforts, just seems so unnecessary. The protesters would not be in these conflicts, and that's it. It's unnecessary.
John, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it was a tragedy. You know, Barack Obama deported a million illegal folks that were here illegally. And nothing like what we're seeing now occurred. And I suspect that, you know, we've secured the border, and I'll give Donald Trump credit for securing the border because we have. But I don't think anybody ever thought that this was bad. Forward. I think most folks that supported tougher immigration stance supported securing the border and removing violent criminals, drug dealers, gang members, and what we're seeing and living through right now is something that I have to believe most Americans find abhorrent. I certainly do.
Yeah, I think there's a national discussion going on right now about how to perceive these things because, yeah, as you pointed out, previous administrations have done some things, but this kind of set itself up for violence happening with military-type people going into cities. You had to think that something terrible was going to happen because people are tired of this stuff, but there's also just a different perception. Some people are saying this is domestic terrorism, that person who's driving that car. And then other people are saying they were perfectly within their rights to shoot that person. So we have just wildly divergent views. We're into 2026 now, which a while ago it felt like, oh, yeah, the midterms are a ways away. No, they're coming soon. So how do you think this is going to play out among the electorate, Michael?
Well, this is going to be an absolutely fabulous year for the Democrats, period, independent of the issues that have happened this week. The collective Trump policies have now added up to a place where Democrats are starting to show that they're not only going to have an opportunity to take back the House, but potentially even the Senate. And that's part of what happens when you are the party that's in power. You're going to lose. And I think that's exactly what will happen to President Trump and the Republicans.
And, John, you feel the same way?
I think the Senate's going to be a tough sled for Democrats. I mean, it's possible, but I don't know that it's likely at this point. And, you know, if the economy picks up, then, you know, most of the direst projections, I think, or won't come to pass. But, I mean, it's a given that the Democrats get the House.
In Missouri, we just are getting into a new session. So, Michael, what are you looking for in this session, or is there something you're paying attention to?
The governor has made a huge commitment that he is going to do away with the state income tax. That's about 60% of the state's budget. He's offered no plans as to how he's going to do it. We've seen this program implemented in other states, and it hasn't gone well. In fact, in Kansas, they had to roll it back from where it had started. So I would anticipate that the bulk of the focus is going to be on doing away with the state income tax, and I think it will likely go down in flames because I don't see how we're going to be able to replace that revenue, Scott.
And John, your thought, anything that you're looking forward to?
Well, I mean, the difference between Missouri and Kansas is that Kansas got rid of their income tax in one fell swoop. In Missouri, the governor's going to propose a gradual fade out of the income tax, most likely sales tax. He's going to reveal that to speak at the State of the State address. The other thing I think that I'm going to be focused on is Missouri, like many states, are facing a massive budget shortfall because of the removal of federal dollars to the states. States have become in this country so dependent on the federal government. I don't think that was ever a good plan. That's my dog. And I don't think that was ever a good plan, but states are going to have to deal with very real and substantial budget reductions this year.
What kind of dog is it?
Well, we tell him, Scott, that he's an Icelandic sheepdog, but it's actually a mutt.
Mutts are great. Mutts are the best. All right. John Hancock, Michael Kelly. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Go Bills.
Go Bills. All right. It is Total Information AM Sunday at 727.